Hey, this is Kurt Iles, and welcome to the podcast of my upcoming historical novel, A Spent Bullet. I'm inviting you to join as we post each episode. I'm recording today at the old house, our family homestead in Dry Creek, Louisiana. It's a sunny winter day, and I'm joined at the porch by our sound crew, crows, blue jays, and an assortment of brave songbirds. I hope you enjoyed their background chatter as much as I am. You can subscribe to this podcast at the iTunes store by typing in Kurt Iles or Creekbank. Additionally, you can listen on our blog at www.creekbank.net, as well as read the show notes and sample chapters. We need your input on this book. I'd love to hear from you through Facebook or email at kurtiles@aol.com. That's kurtiles@aol.com. Well, it's time to start with a spent bullet. Sit back, close your eyes if you're not driving, and travel with me back to Beauregard Parish in August 1941. A Spent Bullet by Kurt Iles. Copyright 2011. How unhappy is he who cannot forgive himself. Publius Syrus. I want the mistakes made down in Louisiana, not over in Europe. If it doesn't work, find out what we need to make it work. General George C. Marshall, Chief of Staff, United States Army, Spring 1941. Part 1. The Battle for the Bullet. Monday, I go to Louisiana. The old-timers say we are going to a god-awful spot complete with mud, malaria, mosquitoes, and misery. Colonel Dwight D. Eisenhower, August 5th, 1941. Chapter 1. The Bullet. DeRidder, Louisiana, Saturday, August 13, 1941. A shiny bullet bounced on the sidewalk at Elizabeth Reed's feet. As she knelt to examine it, a blonde soldier leaned out of a stopped army truck. "You're beautiful! Write me!" He pointed at her feet. "The bullet! Write me!" She grasped the empty cartridge with a note folded inside. She'd heard about this. It was how the soldiers tried to get the attention and addresses of local girls. They called it yoo-hooing. The chorus of wolf whistles coming from the truck grated on her like fingernails across the slate board in her classroom. When the blonde soldier called out, "I'd sure love a kiss from a pretty southern girl like you," Elizabeth tossed the bullet back on the sidewalk before nodding at a matronly woman standing beside her. "Are you talking to me? Or to her?" The back of the troop truck exploded in laughter. Fanning the dust away, she shook her head. "Those soldiers, they're all the same." Traffic began moving, and the truck rattled across the tracks in a cloud of dust and smoke. Her 10-year-old brother Ben, standing beside her, had missed the tossed bullet, being too preoccupied with pumping his arm for each truck to blow its air horn. Just as Elizabeth drew her foot back to kick the bullet into the street, Ben spied it. "What's that?" "A soldier threw it. It's an empty cartridge with a note stuck in it." He knelt, but she pulled him away. "Leave it alone. It might blow up." "Lizzie, you're playing with me." The whistle of the 3 o'clock train caused Ben to bounce on his tiptoes. "Hey, our train's here." As the whistle faded away, yelling from the convoy's last truck took its place. Elizabeth clamped her hands over Ben's ears. "Sometimes what they say isn't for fresh ears." He twisted loose. "My ears ain't fresh." "Benjamin Franklin Reed, you're impossible. It's aren't, not ain't. Well, either way, my ears ain't fresh." A soldier yelled from a truck. "Miss, miss, are we in Detroit yet?" Ben, being allergic to silence, said, "Nope, this is DeRidder, Louisiana." Elizabeth bent down. "Ben, we live in Louisiana, not Louisiana." He winked. "Ain't that what I said? Is this how you'll be treating me this year in your classroom?" Grabbing him in a playful headlock, she goosed until he yelled, "Uncle!" Stopping, she looked up at three grinning soldiers on the sidewalk. The tallest one in the deep West Texas drawl said, "I'll wrestle you next, if you're through with him." The heat of embarrassment filled her face, but she recovered quickly. "I believe I could whoop you, too." She turned away. "Come on, Ben. Our train's here." The soldier asked, "Where are y'all going?" Elizabeth cringed as Ben said, "We're here to pick up some chicks." The soldier laughed. "Picking up chicks? Count me in." She pulled on Ben's shirt sleeve. "Let's go before the train leaves." He pointed at the sidewalk. "But what about that bullet?" "Leave it." She glanced back to where her brother knelt, rolling up the cuff of his overalls. "Come on, Ben. Dollar's waiting on a dime." He scampered forward. "Papa says there are three things a soldier likes best. Dogs, kids, and pretty girls." Elizabeth poked him. "In that order?" "Well, probably not." "Well, Ben, which one are you?" "Well, I'm not a dog nor a pretty girl, so I guess I'll fit in as a kid." He squeezed her hand. "And if I mind those soldiers right, you definitely fit the pretty girl part." "You think so?" She hurried on ahead. Ben stepped in front of her. "Lizzie, are you mad at me?" She froze. "Why would I be mad at you? I love you like a son." She licked her fingers, trying to tame the unruly cowlick in his dark hair. "But I'm your brother, not your son." "Well, you're 10 years younger than me, so I guess I'm kind of both." "You seem mad at someone. Is it those soldiers?" She drew in a long breath. "I'm not mad at them. Just tired of them." "Is it cause they're men?" "Who's been talking to you?" "Well, Mama said..." He stopped. "She says some soldier must have hurt you."
"Is that what she says?"
"She said you got wounded by a soldier while you were gone, and said you're eligible for the Purple Heart." Her jaw tightened. She tightened her jaw. "Ben, maybe a broken heart, but not a purple one." As she resumed their march to the depot, she rubbed his ear. "Watch for those army trucks." Ben was digging in his pocket, so she repeated, "Watch for those trucks."
"I will."
Her mother's words hung like the dust in the air. Hurt by a soldier. Wounded. Elizabeth heard her own voice bouncing in her soul. "You don't have anyone to blame but yourself, girl." She bit her lip. It would not happen again.